Time for us to get into our sustainability conversation. And there is a concern that impending food shortages could impact Africa. Apparently, our food production needs to shift to come up with a more sustainable way to cope with demand. And to tell us a bit more about this and what that would look like if our food economy was to be rebuilt with a focus on sustainability, we are joined on the line by assurance partner at PwC, an incoming Africa agribusiness leader at PwC, Andrew Dale, joins us on the line. Andrew, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Hi, good morning, Cooks, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. So when we talk about the food supply on the continent and the impending food shortages, what exactly is happening there? What are these shortages? What is potentially driving them? What will be the impact of these shortages?
Yes, so you'll see that we brought out a blog recently which has been talking about future-proofing Africa's food supply. And what we've seen is that there's definitely pockets of this food crisis that is popping up all over Africa. And the way that this has been impacted is through a number of reasons. I mean, firstly, if one looks at things like our megatrends research that we performed, you'll see that climate change has obviously had a significant impact on the food shortages that has arisen. If we just look at South Africa, for example, and our neighboring countries, February was one of our hottest months that we've been hit by in a number of years with record high temperatures and also significantly low rainfall. And if we also look at our crop estimates, especially the second revised one that came out recently, you'll see that just in the grain that we're looking at almost a 25% reduction in terms of output compared to the previous year. So this impacted as well by inflationary prices, food losses that takes place due to poor infrastructure in terms of getting the product from the farm to fork, as we talk about, and then also the requirements for greener methods of production. All of this has had a significant impact with regards to creating this food crisis that we're experiencing.
Mm. And so when we then look at, you know, what it would take to, A, deal with those issues and potentially rebuild, our food economy so it is a lot more sustainable, what does that actually mean? Especially as you mentioned, you know, one of our big challenges is around climate change having a severe impact on the ways in which we're able, for instance, to grow food, rain patterns changing, the loss of arable land, etc. So what does it look like if we are to rebuild the African food economy to be more sustainable?
So I think at least what is fortunate is that we have accepted that this is a challenge and this is a crisis across Africa. So I think that's the first step. And what we have seen, although perhaps not always as effective, but we know that a number of governments are playing an important role in terms of policy and strategy with regards to focusing on food sustainability and food security. And there's been a lot of partnering with the private sector because there's obviously a lot of specialists in those areas. And it's all about how does one project manage those opportunities, because there's also a number of investors that are looking to get into the agricultural market in terms of supporting this food sustainability as well. So there's those opportunities that are coming out there. And then what we've noted is that there's different types of farming that's being promoted and taking place, such as your organic farming and your precision agriculture. So this is where you're focused a lot more in terms of your costs of your inputs and how to use the best inputs to get the best output from your arable land. And then also making use of things like artificial intelligence and different big data and software so that you can analyze what are the best steps that you can take to get the best outputs. Just another example is there's lots of software and use of drone technology to analyze your soil content so that you know how to treat your soil, and then also to tell you what's going on below the soil and also above your crops. So there's a lot of opportunities coming out there. And then focusing on things like reducing food losses. Mm-hmm. So in other words, the quality of your infrastructure in terms of getting your product from the farms to your retailers or to your export markets, and then also in terms of how you improve the quality of your manufacturing processes and implementing elements of smart processing within your factories as well.
Yeah. I see one of the other ways that the report by PwC is suggesting that certainly the food industry can assist is also food substitutions at a consumption level. And when we say food substitutions at that level, is it about what we as consumers are choosing to eat? We often hear about, you know, we should be eating seasonally. We should be eating things that are grown locally, that are indigenous, because that also assists with demand. So is that what is meant when you speak about food substitutions at a consumption level?
Yes. So that's an important point that you make, is that yes, there is a lot of food substitutions, and in terms of substituting your food in terms of the different seasons that are applicable. And then there's also different types of crops that are more hardy to the type of seasonal changes that we are experiencing. I think one thing just to note that is important is that obviously we've been heavily impacted by El Nino in the current year. But what we've seen is that there has been quite a bit of weakening of the El Nino of late. And there is a possibility that we might actually be moving back to a La Nina year in the coming months. So I think what's also important is that you also need to be very agile in your business and being very cognizant of what is happening with the weather, because we're not experiencing necessarily the 5, 6, 7, you know, drought type years and then 5, 6, 7 wet years. So you need to be, you know, very cognizant of what's happening out in the market and in the industry. And then obviously there's another food substitution, which is also very, or not very popular, which would be things like moving away from meat to other plant-based proteins. But I think fortunately there's a number of steps that can be taken that we don't need to go down that avenue, as I know that many of the consumers would be willing to pay that premium to have their steak.
Mm. And in terms of, I guess, regulatory legal framework needs, are there needs from just from a regulatory framework that also is needed to make our food economy a lot more sustainable and I guess also a lot more resilient?
Yes. So there's a number of laws that are requiring us to be more cognizant of our carbon footprint, which we are creating every time we produce something or manufacture something. And there's a lot of laws that are required in order to have that information to be able to report it. And then what are we doing in terms of addressing the reduction in that carbon footprint, and how do we apply sustainability methods to our businesses and then also governance? So we talk about the whole ESG focus, and a lot of your corporates and larger listed companies are required to do a lot of performance reporting on this ESG in terms of how transparent are they, and they're going to be requiring a lot of that information. So that's going to start being enforced all the way down to your initial producers as well. And I guess it's a case of you can either start making these smaller steps of making your business more sustainable, otherwise you'll have to, or you can wait until this gets enforced on you, which will be then obviously more costly because you'll have to apply a number of these steps much faster.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Perfect. Take care.
Thank you so much. That is Andrew Dale. He is assurance partner and incoming Africa agribusiness leader at PwC, joining us this morning for our sustainability conversation.